5 years ago, the government made it easier for drug companies to advertise their prescription products directly to consumers. Today, the pharmaceutical industry spends millions on radio and television ads for name-brand drugs. According to a new survey, the commercials work. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
You've seen the ads on TV, the husband and wife discussing his high cholesterol and the new drugs to lower it, the pain of heartburn and the new drugs to control that, and asthma.
Look, I might have asthma, but I also have a life.
Singulair helps you control your asthma.
Researchers with the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation wanted to know how consumers responded to ads like this. So they interviewed over 1,800 people who had watched a number of ads. Over a third said the ads motivated them to talk to their doctor about at least one of the drugs and the medical condition it treats. Kaiser official Larry Levitt says that's a big number.
The ads are clearly effective from the drug company's perspective. People are remembering the drugs and they're getting more prescriptions.
And Levitt says getting these prescriptions is both good news and bad. Good because it means people are taking care of medical problems. Bad because these are the high-priced options.
The average brand name drug now costs over $65 per prescription. The average generic drug costs about $19 per prescription. So there's a huge difference in cost, and we could be saving an enormous amount of money if people were using generics to their full potential.
And Levitt says relying on brand names can be costly in other ways, in the time doctors take to discourage patients from medications they don't need, and in the extra cost of brand name drugs when lower cost alternatives would work.
The anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis, things like Celebrex and Vioxx, these drugs were intended for a very small percentage of the population, and in fact, very large numbers of people are getting prescriptions, presumably in large part fueled by the advertising.
A study released last week found that doctors wrote 5 times more prescriptions for the most heavily advertised drugs. Chris Molyneux is an official with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, the trade group that represents drug companies. Molyneux says ads have helped educate patients.
They've really become active partners with healthcare professionals in general in managing their own healthcare.
And Molyneux says that because of the ads, people discovered medical problems they didn't know they had. He points to Viagra.
Over 1 million men went into their doctors for a prescription or to talk about their condition. And of that 1 million men, 140,000 were diagnosed with high blood pressure, 30,000 were diagnosed with previously undetected diabetes, and another 60,000 were diagnosed with previously undetected heart disease. So 250,000 men were diagnosed with a more serious condition that they might not have otherwise caught until it was too late.
The FDA requires ads include information about side effects of medications, but Kaiser researchers found that for the most part, consumers only remembered that there were side effects. They didn't remember what those side effects actually were. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.